It's that time of year where we preview the upcoming El Paso Pro Musica Chamber Festival. 2018's festival celebrates incredible musical events, community collaborations, musical outreach, and, of course, the Grammy. El Paso Pro Musica Artistic Director and multiple Grammy Award winner leads the pack with outstanding musical artists who have won the gold. This year's Chamber Music Festival begins on January 4th, and here to tell us all about it is Felipa Solis. Welcome to State of the Arts.
It's wonderful to be here and so excited to talk about the Chamber Music Festival every January. It makes the holidays even brighter.
It's so cool. And I mean, you talk about the Grammys, all these people, pretty much everyone on your roster this year.
Just about. And it's so great that our own artistic director has a couple on the mantelpiece, but all of his friends and incredible artists do as well. And what's so wonderful about all of this is that it's such a community spirit that's behind the Chamber Music Festival. And all of these people who are so decorated as musical artists are so wonderful and so down to earth. Some have been to El Paso, some have not. Those who haven't can't wait to get here.
Of course.
And those who've been here can't wait to come back because of the hospitality, because of the amazing food, and just because it's just an incredible sense of camaraderie that's here and collaborative spirit that I think makes this festival such a success.
Well, and it's something that everybody looks forward to. It's January. We know it's Chamber Festival time. And the timing couldn't be better, right? Mm. I mean, this is how we're able to get a lot of these artists. We get them to run away from their cold climates.
Absolutely. They can't wait to come to El Paso and shed all the layers of clothes. And every once in a while, we'll have a freak snowstorm. And there are people from Alaska going, wait a minute. But we hope that this year Mother Nature will cooperate, and it's just a wonderful opportunity not only to perform in concert, but to engage in the community. And each and every one of the artists that Zool brings does indeed teach. And they utilize these incredible resources that they have and share them in schools here in different ways of enjoying music with others through community engagement, and of course here with our Center for Arts Entrepreneurship with the Department of Music.
And you're going to continue your box lunches, right?
Oh,
I mean, that's
yes.
Super popular.
Super popular, and it's 12 years in the making. It's very generously sponsored every year by Les Parker and United Bank of Paso del Norte and the El Paso Museum of Art. It's such a great collaboration because it's music and it's art, and it comes together. And Thursday is the free day, so you can come and before the noontime concert and walk through the galleries, or do it afterwards. Mm-hmm. And right before school starts, the very first week of the festival, no school yet. So it's a perfect opportunity to bring children to enjoy downtown El Paso and the Museum of Art. And then, of course, sit down and listen to an incredible concert with award-winning musicians for free.
It all kicks off on January 4th.
January 4th is the big day, and the big kickoff group is the Lincoln Trio. They've been nominated twice for Grammys. As a matter of fact, they were nominated not in the same categories, but in this particular year when Zool won, and he was kind of hanging out with them and said, hey, I'm from El Paso, and they said, whoa, we want to go there. So Lincoln Trio is absolutely amazing, and they do everything from Beethoven to incredible new music. They're going to be playing the works of Astor Piazzolla, so there's Latin American music, and they're very, very versatile, also teachers themselves. So we're going to start that week with box lunch that Thursday, January 4th at noon, kicking it off. Bring the kids. It's a wonderful interactive opportunity for them to hear amazing music and, of course, to see the beauty that is the El Paso Museum of Art. And then that evening, we're going to have a very special event called Meet the Artists, also at the Museum of Art, to give people, again, the opportunity to enjoy what El Paso has to offer.
Beautiful.
Come downtown. It will be free. We'll have some appetizers. Talk to the artists, get to know them. Zool will be there. And then enjoy downtown El Paso and just bringing them to a location that we all are just so very proud of and can appreciate at the same time with beautiful music.
How did, well, I know you said he met them there at the Grammys. Is that the first time they met?
He's worked with them in the past. Martha Aznavourian is the pianist, and she's kind of the leader of the Lincoln Trio. They're from Chicago, and he's been exposed to them, but it was just kind of interesting to be part of this insane situation that is the Grammy Awards, that takes you by surprise, the nomination and the actual event. and they all say what they mean. It's just an honor to be nominated. So they are decorated for their passion when they play. They're young and exciting, and I think it's an exciting group to kick off this festival with such talent, such youth, such exuberance, and they're playing new music and contemporary composers. And that's very exciting about this particular festival, is that everyone is taking it back to its roots of Bach and Beethoven and Chopin. But when you get right down to it, we're going to also be celebrating new composers and their incredible talents.
Which is just wonderful. So you have the shows at the museum, you have the shows here in town, and then you also take them to Las Cruces.
That's right. Our first concert will be Friday, January 5th, here at UTEP's Fox Fine Arts Recital Hall at 7:30. On Saturday, they'll be playing at the NMSU Atkinson Recital Hall at 7:30 in Las Cruces. And on Sunday, they return with a different program at 2 p.m. at UTEP's Fox Fine Arts Recital Hall. So it's going to be very exciting. If you see them on Friday or Saturday night, that will be great in El Paso and Las Cruces. But Sunday, you'll get an all-new program, and you'll be able to experience incredible music all weekend long.
Now, your people that purchase festival passes, do you have some that attend absolutely every event?
Yes, we do, and it's wonderful because absolutely every event has some sort of different nuance to it.
Yes.
Whether it's the pre-concert talk, it's talking to a different artist, there's something special about each event. So if you can get a package, that's fantastic. If you can go to those that you can go to, that's great too, and it's important to remember that all student tickets are $5. El Paso, Las Cruces, everywhere, making it easy and making ticket prices accessible for everyone.
And like you said, I mean, aside from seeing them perform, they have this beautiful interaction with the artists as well, right? They get to learn from them.
Absolutely. And that's what's beautiful about the student-artist relationship is that not only are they hearing them play, they're hearing about their lives. And that is where they can connect with them and say, I want to do this. And even if they don't want to do it, it's the idea that music is such a part of their life.
Mm-hmm.
So whether it is that you create it, whether you perform it, or whether you just incorporate it, music is everywhere.
It's true. It's true. Okay, well, let's move on to week two, speaking
week
of
two.
Music being everywhere. Now, this is a gentleman that was here before.
Yes, Jason Viau.
Yes.
And he is a Grammy Award-winning guitarist. Last year, he performed with the El Paso Symphony Orchestra, and he did the Concierto de Aranjuez by Rodrigo. This year, he is performing with a very dear friend and a dear friend of El Paso, Yolanda Condenasis. And what's so exciting is that she plays the harp. And this is an entirely different ballgame. This is not the artist we've heard stories with Zul and his cello and getting it on airplanes. And a lot
harp.
Of violinists as well. You know, they have Stradivarius instruments, and there's just such of a fear factor when you're traveling. But a harp is a whole different ball of wax.
Yes,
so basses are too, but that's yet another program. But with the harp, she's actually going to be driving it in. She is an all-purpose girl. You play the harp, she knows how to schlep it and haul it and make it sound fabulous at the same time.
It's part of the dedication to becoming a harpist. I think that alone, transporting the instrument, has so much to do with the decision to play.
And she's a teacher at Oberlin College in Ohio.
Which is a wonderful music school, right?
Wonderful music school. And she's an incredible musician, and she's a wonderful person. And clearly, she loves her instrument and her art, because I'm coming to El Paso, I know of a harp, and I'm going to bring it, and we're going to play it, and we're going to have a good time. But she and Jason perform together, and they're very good friends, and they know how to travel well. They've done a number of recordings, and a lot of these recordings will also be available during the course of the festival, especially at the Museum of Art. But they're two very good friends who love to create music together, and it's two very interesting string instruments coming together, the harp and the guitar. And it's remarkable. They are going to play Bach. They're going to play some incredible old music. They're also going to play some new music, and there's some incredible works. Even Jason Viau, with his tribute to Pat Metheny, I mean, he's just such a brilliant guitarist who can do Bach suites, but he can also relate to new classical sounds and bring those to life.
Okay, so let's break down their week. They start playing on Thursday the 11th, is that correct?
Yes, at the El Paso Museum of Art for Bach's lunch at noon. They're going to be spending some additional time in El Paso because that's the first week of school. So they're going to start hitting the road with pop-ups. They're going to start doing a lot of master classes and engage with a lot of students here. So that's going to be super special.
That is. And then you have them in Las Cruces on Thursday, the 11th
right.
as well.
And they're going to be at the Center for the Arts, the NMSU Center for the Arts, which is right there just off of University Drive. And then Friday, of course, they'll be at UTEP's Fox Fine Arts Recital Hall. So they'll have their two amazing performances right there. And so we'll be off that weekend and back on for week three.
Now we have a second half of the show where we'll touch in on the second 2 weeks of the festival. But let's talk about tickets. Where do people get their tickets?
People can go to eppm.org for their tickets. They can get ticket packages. They can get individual tickets for the concerts. Or they can call our office here at 915-747-8163. We're right here on campus at the Department of Music. And so you can just call or get your tickets online. We'll have them at will call. Tickets are always available at the door as well.
Well, there you have it. Today, my guest is Felipa Solis, and we are previewing the 2018 Chamber Music Festival. We'll be back with our second half of State of the Arts.